Temperatures are rising across the English Channel as the clock ticks down to Brexit. Just a day before another round of talks in Brussels, the European Council president has lobbed a grenade predicting an eternity of hellfire and brimstone for Theresa May's Brexiteer rebels. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports.
It said insanity is repeating the same mistakes but expecting different results. Theresa May is due to go to Brussels tomorrow to beg for changes to the draft Brexit deal. But it's not the first time she's tried, and already the answer seems pretty clear.
The EU27 is not making any new offer.
That's Donald Tusk, the EU Council President.
The withdrawal agreement is not open for renegotiation.
Got that? The Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, was standing beside him, and he gave it a go too.
The withdrawal agreement, which was negotiated in good faith over many months and agreed by 28 governments, including that of the United Kingdom, stands.
Even the European Commission President, Jean-Claude Juncker, gave it a shake.
I'm repeating myself by saying we are sticking to the line.
And all of this after 2 years of negotiation, which might help explain why Donald Tusk said this.
I've been wondering what that special place in hell looks like for those who promoted Brexit without even a sketch of a plan how to carry it.
If he was hoping to get a reaction from Westminster, he succeeded. Andrea Leadsom, Conservative and Leader of the House of Commons.
It's a sign of a charming fellow. The man has no manners. I think it's extremely regrettable.
Then came Peter Bone, another Brexiteer.
The President of the European Council has said that there is a special place in hell reserved for Brexiteers. I don't recall, sir, any president insulting members of this House, members of the government and the British people in such a way. What means is open to the House or the government to respond to such a completely outrageous insult?
But one Democratic Unionist MP, Sammy Wilson, had quite a different take on the whole matter.
There's now a frustration creeping in within in the EU, a panic indeed, that as we approach the 29th of March, they have not got their way. They thought they had us skewered on their trident.
Mr. Wilson seemed to actually believe that it showed the UK held all the cards.
And the Prime Minister ought to capitalise on that frustration. She should hold her ground firm because she now knows she's got the EU on the run.
The rub is still the same, the backstop. That niggling insurance policy that prevents a hard border in Ireland by keeping the North inside an EU customs zone until a trade deal is hammered out. The Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar.
It provides much needed certainty for citizens, for farmers, fishermen, exporters and businesses, and crucially provides all of us with a transition period.
It wasn't quite clear enough to play on radio, but before they exited the stage in Brussels, the lectern microphones just picked up Leo Varadkar warning Donald Tusk that the British press would have a field day with his quote. Donald Tusk just laughed and nodded. He seemed to expect no less. This is Linton Besser in London for AM.